Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The humanitarian crisis taking place in Yemen is widely considered to be the worst in the world, with 20 million people, including millions of children, desperately in need of help. The United States is committed to doing our part, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken at a recent donors conference.
I'm pleased to announce nearly $191 million in additional humanitarian assistance from the United States, bringing our fiscal year 2021 funding up to more than $350 million. In total, the United States has provided more than $3.4 billion in aid to the Yemeni people since the crisis began 6 years ago.
This funding supports U.S. partners in delivering needed assistance, including food, protection, education, shelter, health, water, sanitation, and the prevention and treatment of severe malnutrition. It also goes toward the rehabilitation of water systems, repair of critical roads, and support to help families earn incomes. Ultimately, the only way to end the humanitarian crisis in Yemen is by ending the war there. That's why the United States is reinvigorating its diplomatic efforts to bring peace, said Secretary Blinken.
We are committed to putting the well-being of the Yemeni people at the forefront of our policy, while continuing to put pressure on the leaders of Ansarallah, also known as the Houthis. We call on the Houthis to cease their cross-border attacks and military offensives that prolonged this war. We support the UN-led process and UN Special Envoy Martin Griffiths in their efforts to establish a ceasefire, increase humanitarian access, and resume peace talks.
U.S. Special Envoy for Yemen, Tim Linderking, reports that the governments of Saudi Arabia and Yemen are committed to find a solution to the conflict. Now the Houthis need to demonstrate the same commitment. The United States calls on the Houthis to stop their continued assault against Marib, a city where 1 million internally displaced people live, and to make constructive moves toward peace. We are hopeful for the speedy resumption of peace talks aimed at finally bringing an end to this conflict, said Secretary Blinken. The time is now to make this push and bring about a more stable, prosperous Yemen whose citizens will be able to rebuild their lives and at long last have hope in a better future.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.